President Obama says while the United States is still in the midst of a recession, the gears of the country's economy are slowly beginning to turn.
Step by step, we're beginning to make progress. Of course, that's no solace for those who've lost their jobs or to the small business owners whose hearts break at letting longtime employees go.
The president spoke shortly after the government announced that the unemployment rate rose to a 25-year high of 8.9% in April. Labor Department figures show that 539,000 Americans lost their jobs last month, compared to more than 600,000 in March. Mr. Obama is seeking support for a program he calls the New Foundation, which he says will help American workers prepare for the economy's eventual turnaround.
If we want to come out of this recession stronger than before, we need to make sure that our workforce is better prepared than ever before.
Part of Mr. Obama's program is a plan to let jobless people return to college without losing their unemployment benefits. States often require people receiving unemployment to be actively looking for work. Under the president's plan, jobless people could satisfy that requirement by going to school. The $787 billion economic stimulus legislation the president signed in February gave states billions of dollars to increase benefits to the unemployed. Mr. Obama intends to encourage colleges to make more financial aid available to people who are out of work. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.